Welcome to the Indigenous Show. Indigenous Voices of People. Hello, Kanupa. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fine, thank you. I'm ready for a show that's going to be extraordinary tonight. So,
yeah, you're the only one on the air.
Okay, that's good. And while everyone else is getting tuned in, because they did call me and say, hey, the show's not starting yet, and I just told them to keep coming. So when they do come on, hey, man, just let them know, man, it's on. And so let me start off with this prayer in a good way, and let's get begin with the show of the awesome understanding. Okay, one of the chalks. Keep my name, dude. Ampetu aste lechis e woke, yako, kawope la taki chiche. Ampetu kile chante oaste taku chamuk de kile wola kote chetke hochiche. Nishinana ni wakampi, na lila ota makashina kiunkapi ne peunkiapi, na hit hopi wana, makpeata kia ki lekiapi. Hoyunka woche ki wakaki ne chetke hochichapi. Nishinana ni wakampi. Nonchi makaki, dona hook hena makashina kiunkam ne toke, hena echa. Igning the nature. Ho heta ha takulena wongla kauna ha takulena wap hekle aikwakiki. Let's just washloik lena chichubi. Nishnala ni wakampi, he on. Tatia topa, wamakaska, anagafia on, yakpapiku. Wamakaska kilena isia wakampi, tatakoate, hakoate. Wambli oate, nasite sapra, hena ata. Kolachiapi, no wocheki, le huge chapi, usu chapi. Hoeta ha lila ota hu hena chea pina. Yoksi chap hena wana ista mini ki hispapi hena ya paki. Te kea ya chaso kwoche ke le huchi chapi usun kapi e. Ho mita kebi. Well, good evening, listening audience. This is the Indigenous Voices of People's radio show. And I opened up our our show with a prayer, as always. I've been dealing with a lot of things, you know, both on a spiritual level. You know, my dog, Big Dog, passed away. My baby brothers, Tim Sullivan, my baby brother, Calvin Martin, they both passed away. And needless to say, this is what happens when you love somebody. You know, that's what happens. They leave us mysteriously. And so for a majority of the people that understand history, and for some that don't know history, I want to share this with you. You know, over a course of time, I've always stressed more of our intellectual communication to everybody. And if there is people on Facebook listening to the show, thank you for coming aboard. I'm giving you guys this opportunity to understand one thing, okay? This language I'm using belongs to the white man. It's his language. It's brutal. It's cursive. There's no honesty. And all it does is murder, harm children, and rape women. That's all it does, this language. And needless to say, when you adapt white culture's philosophical standards of education, you think you know everything. You don't know a damn thing when you don't have your own primitive language. Okay? Now let's get that straight tonight. I ain't Rush Limbaugh. I sure in the hell ain't Jimmy Swaggart or any of those televangelists that are always masquerading out there in Indian country. I'm neither of them. And so the fact of the matter that we are getting to this basis of this reality, we need to understand where this country's taken the indigenous people and many others of color. And it's sad that this constantly does this, okay? Because white supremacy, white philosophical standards, white hatred. When these things become inevitable in a figure of speech, because the radio show called the Indigenous Voices of People had been placed in so many different hands of ours, and people just never want to continue on because they got too much shit they're dealing with in life. I do the same thing. I deal with stuff in life every day, every second, every moment. As I just said, three of my important people that I love dearly passed away, man. And yet I still carry on. I still keep going. I'm not somebody that dwells in the past. I want you to remind yourself of the past. Because aggression that was forced upon us, God damn it, okay, we would never, ever be in existence with a language that a majority of you people can't even use anymore. Then that's your indigenous language. That's your primitive language. The language that your people, your family, are supposed to be in tone to teach you. Thanks to my late mother, my father, my grandmother, and my grandfather, I love them, I miss them, I honor them, because they gave me this language. They gave me Wolakota. Not only that, my grandpa Roy Stanislaus Martin, he taught me my Cheyenne language, and he also taught me my Mexica language, which they call Nahua down in Mexico. And the Titista language comes from my Cheyenne people up in Lame Deer, Montana. And here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, Lakota, the Okalala, which white people and many others interpret that as Oglala. No, it's called Okalala. That's who we are. And in existence, I learned the French language because of my grandmother, my late grandmother, Josette Garnier, who passed away a few years ago. That was my adopted grandmother. You know what my grandmother said? I invited her to a Sundance. And she said, if I go to that Sundance and I take part of it, it's not going to be a Sundance. It's not going to be sacred anymore if I come. That's the purity of my late grandmother, Josette. God rest her soul. She made it to the happy hunting grounds with Mom and Grandma Cecilia and all of them. Yeah, I saw her the night, you know, the falling star came down. And just like my little brother, both of them, Tim and Calvin, and my dog, Big Dog, they made it to the happy hunting grounds. I seen the falling star. That's how we believe. And it's still here and alive. And the spiritual awakening that came back in 2013 is still upon us. And for some of you women that don't understand it, and some of you people that are sleeping with each other, you call yourselves gay, you call yourself two-spirited and all that, that's fascism. Not fascism, that's fascism. Fascism is a term that allows you to do the undoable. And that's that. You can sleep with each other. You can do everything like that. That's fascism, okay? Because it allows you to sleep with your fellow man, let alone your fellow woman. So imagine all these circumstances that arise in Indian country where men and women. I mean, take a look at this, people. I said tonight was going to be a good show, and I made a lot of calls out there to people because of what's happening today on Turtle Island. Okay? On Turtle Island. And so people will be discouraged by it. You'll get upset. My phone number is 605-517-2621. Again, 605-517-2621. You want to debate and you have a discussion, and if you don't like what I'm saying, call that number. Because every time I get on the show to bring about the equality of what we see, reverse psychology is the ticket today, people. Because of this country forcing you back into independence. They're going to strip the rights of way of the Indian Child Welfare Act amongst Native people. They're going to keep stealing kids. Don't forget what happened in California. A little 11-year-old girl perished at the hands of the people that ran this so-called church in the name of a God they don't know. So bastardizing Christianity, because it's all, you know, Eurocentric, you know, Catholicism through the Holy Roman Catholic religion and education, they imposed that on you, where they couldn't even get priests to give adherence to the rest of humanity. That's a form of propatriate fundamental practice. The hell with genocide, because if genocide through the Declaration of Human Rights for Indigenous People, if it was really a norm, then all the tribes would be taking that initiative to the appropriate measures and charging America for these heinous crimes. Not only against humanity, but because of you women and men sleeping with each other, having sex with each other. My God, the Bible, okay, Revelations talks about that. The book of Revelations. You really want to get into the phonics of that stuff? Understand what written material is. It's not ours. Our language was written in pictograph and in stone. The animals, the buffalo, the elk, the black-tailed deer, the eagle still carry the language that belongs to indigenous people here on Turtle Island. And if that's the past, and some of you women that paint your face up with makeup and you're trying to fit into the world, you're part of this rainbow coalition. You're part of it. You're part of this rainbow coalition. That's the devouring of how the mindset in your heart is supposed to be free and independent. But two-thirds of the population in indigenous country have lost their language because of you people. You want to put the language in schools and write curriculums. That don't work. It never has, and it never will. And as primitive we once were, and struggling to remain with that identity, you have forgotten who you are as a once free people. That's not bastardization. That's the truth. Scores and scores of our people are being misled because of Christianity, let alone the education. That's how capitalistic control controls people. It strips you of your freedom of independence because you no longer believe the ancient way. And the things of the past are the things of the future. The future is your past. And this is what's happening. You all want technology. You all fall for it. Don't tell me you don't. You're all on the computer. You're on Facebook. You're doing it all. I'm a stupid individual as a Lakota, Cheyenne, and Mexica. I don't know a damn thing about the computer. I barely know how to text and use a flip phone. And eventually they'll take that away from me, which would be fine for me. Because the only way I can communicate with people is through my little brother, giving us this opportunity to have the indigenous voices of people show. We've tried it with so many different people. We tried the woman show with a young lady by the name of Bernice Seminole. Then we tried the show back with Jibril and Amin, a couple of, you know, black brothers that believe Muslim, and they gave it up. And then Sister Leona gave us this show to have the voice, opportunity to get our message out there, because Turtle Island is going through a real extreme of recovering and recuperating itself. That's what grandmothers do when you piss a grandmother off, people. Yet alone, most families kill their grandmothers. I'm living proof. My own baby sister killed my grandmother. Starved her to death, man. Now, where's the love and honor of women killing their own grandwomen? Think about that. Killing your own grandwomen. Your grandmother holds the key to the future, the language, storytelling, cooking, making clothes, all of this. And my own baby sister killed her. That's a heinous attempt to understand indigenous thought and philosophy, but it's still a world controlled by men. And any of you that are listening tonight, any of you that are seeking a place to have civil rights, you're a stupid person, let alone a stupid people. Freedom, on the other hand, has always been on this earth in existence since the beginning of time. The great mystery is independent because he's free. Mother Earth is independent because she's free. And all the four-legged and winged creatures, they're independent because they're free. And as stupid as we two-legged are, we all try to outdo each other. And that's the sad part, what goes on in Indian country. You can call me, like I said, 605-517-2621, and we'll debate this understanding. Tell you guys over and over, it's sad that you all don't see the big picture. America wants to create havoc amongst people. And here we are doing our part to try to serve everybody. Can't you see it, people? Can't you open up your eyes and see America is on fire? It's burning, man. And you people think you can pasteurize that. You patronize all of that, all the ifs and buts, but go on in America. You all say that, ifs and buts. You know you say that. Don't lie, because America is a lying country. That's all it does. It's lies. The minute the white man wakes up, the sun comes up in the east, he starts lying. That's the first thing he's going to do, is he's going to go to bed lying. Don't know how to give thanks. Don't know how to pray. And you people that don't like me talking about the 1300s, okay, what happened to your people during the 1300s? The people that lived out there and that really were taking part of the western coastal shoreline, huh? Did your people really facilitate to take on the English consonant and wording to impose it on you, being casino Indians and so forth? I don't think so. That's the sad part. I live here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, where drugs, the epidemic of drugs is inevitable. Tribal councils. Julian Bearrunner, a young tribal president, he created a dialogue with having same-sex marriages, okay? Not only did he use the pedestal of legalizing marijuana The second president that beat him out, Kevin Keller, did the same thing. But they're all taking turns on protecting white philosophical standards of the white race. They love that. But eventually, and I mean eventually, it's going to happen to you too, people. So you go ahead and live the life that you think is good. Because the white man, when he gets all his technology in place again, he's going to pull the switch and make you beg to him so he can turn it back on. That's what you don't get. Famine is everywhere, man. Because of that white man. The white man taught other people of color in a patriotic form of a regime to neutralize the rights of women, yet alone children, man. It's right in front of you, but you can't pick your eyes up. So all these Christian denominations, they ain't real either. Real. If Christ really set an example, according to the books, the scriptures talk about him all the time. And for the people, I'm going further back than the 1300s, okay? I'm going back to the death of Christ, A.D., okay? And then I'll go further back, B.C. If you don't like it as an elder, when I come out here on this radio show and you don't like what I'm saying, what is propagated? The great mystery didn't create weed for you sons of bitches in the East Coast and the West Coast to smoke. He didn't do that. That was all brand new to people. And as history and time goes on, future generations to generation, it changes. And you all support it. When you look at Rome, the Egyptians, the Greeks, the Mesopotamians, the Mediterraneans, and the failure of the American Empire. They love to repeat history. Nomadic people is what destroyed them. Duh, people. Ancient people. Time in immemorial. In immemorial. And the sad thing about it is, you all support it. It frustrates me that these 2 hours we have and these 3 days that increased another day thanks to our little brother. America is killing kids every day, killing women. And yet you people still support it. Because as long as your mind is strung out on methamphetamine, cocaine, heroin, marijuana, alcohol, whatever the suitable drug is, you'll face that dilemma. And that dilemma is life itself. You don't understand why life is giving you such a beautiful thing to have fairness and balance. So you go ahead and paint your face up, put your eyeliner on. Correspond with your internet friends. And, you know, they monitor you guys. No different than they monitor this phone. Because of the truth is, every one of these societies that are out there, that charismatic done things for people, did not use their people. And I'm not talking about the new breed of the American Indian Movement, the Black Panther Party, the Brown Berets, Ku Klux Klan. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about ancient societies like Strongheart, the Chontet Inza Okola Kiche. Okay? Our existence comes from time immemorial. My grandfather is laid 26 miles east of the Pine Ridge Agency in a little hamlet called Chunkpe Opie. In white man's turn, wounded knee. His name is Nuche Waniche. Nuche Waniche. No ears. No ears. my grandfather, the leader of the Dog Soldier Society, Strongheart, Inza Okola Kiche, Strongheart, not made up like Rapid City's missing and murdered indigenous women, NDN Collective, Urban Warrior Society. Those are all made up. My society that I'm part of was here since time immemorial. Everyone else just got here. That was always in our family. Always in our family. And we kept it within ourselves because only the traditional people understand what it means to be an Okola Kiche. There are scores and scores of people misleading you, and you go for it. I've learned to understand the anger of three courageous men in my time. Roy Stanislaus Martin, the late Lehman Brightman, and the late Russell Means. I knew these three men because I was their personal bodyguard. I knew them. And they told me to never, ever turn my back on our own people that were struggling to get out of dormancy, meaning the enslaved mindset of body and soul cultivated by the machine and the people in control. They told me that prestigiously with their heart's valor, their heart's valor. And again, one more time, their heart's valor. I've learned from them three men. My very first time tasting and taking part of activism was when Bob Yellowbird Still led all my elders down to Crawford, Nebraska in 1968 when they challenged the cement corporation that was going to do away with Camp Robinson, which was Fort Robinson. They found cement. So all these elders stood up and they saved that area. That was the murder site where they killed Crazy Horse, stabbed him in the back with a bayonet, a white man. A white man did that because our people lured him down there. This is what our people do in modern history too. Kill our own people for the power of the white man's greed. It's sad that this history is not told the way it should be. Then our people are masquerading with the new movie going to come out about, you know, Standing Rock. I was in Standing Rock. I seen a lot of you people up there drugging and smoking weed and snagging all these rainbow girls, getting stink with them. Don't think I don't know. I seen you all. But I could not interject and interfere with what you're doing. And you guys even prayed for me. Chinupaglaw money come. You did too. Don't lie. I got that on recording when I was there. But when this man found the signs, Price and Gregory, oh, you people, man, made it look delirious and disillusional. As I said before, numerous times of engagements, the East Coast and the West Coast are made up entities of a value that's unreal. You can make up stuff out in the East Coast, no different than what you can make up in the West Coast. And who pays for it? The poor people. Why do you think we got homelessness all over the place, man? You force people to want technology. You want the illustrations of how white America practices and perfects colonial policies to neutralize human rights. You want people to be like that. So we struggle to adapt to it. And that's not good enough. We bear your fucking names, white people, and still that's not good enough. We work for you, white man, and that's not good enough. And you're killing us again, repeating history. Come on. That's sad but true. So the listening audience tonight, okay? The bottom of the hour of 5:30. Now I'm going to turn this up with this. And whether you get it or not, I don't give a damn because I don't have to explain it to you. You don't control me. You don't control my language. Mitake piake lechus e chanupa gluha money. Usha lechus e wahiutake naha o kansula ogna lechus e homatai. No wagrake, we choya mitake. Yunkan lechalake se tako o chichakab. Na tako I wagrake oki he. Hena echa e honey. Oyate mit hoki o spema kap. Na mircha wan blake trokata ke. Hechen se eato on he ha. Ma hoksi lao ha. Wan blake. Yung ha oyate mit hoki. Wan o spekile ma kupi wichak hapi. I eche tu. Wan e tu ki le isam tranquilla na hanksi. On panche ke numpa kigle. Wixemena numpa un hina si pikile. Lila oyate un kikhapi wastoy ki le glunipi. Na un lakhotapi. We choy ki na haksi ota you happy. As wa bleze ki le ipach I chumpi. Lila ota wa wakhan ki le we upkhapi. Na nishan hestoyapi. Na mishan wambalake. We choy khan ki le un kokyaka, eh honey. Taku le na un kikhapi we upkhaps nyo na hetsins eh. You have got this new head channel. She tell what lack of it. Now you're checked. You can't with Jack happy. Now when I'm in the husk at how up he can lay his sack if I'm not get here. That will not each have you kiss me walk her a check. That way he know what he can lila ota is some lay with joy. He lay always back now each have you up the tone. He know it's just a control. Tima him not you walk like a book keeps me. Oh, he know me happy. Me talk happy. Wakhan khanka, wea wanshi wicha cho heoncha chanupa ki numpa unkupi. No oyate ghena, khoka ki hena, chanupa sapa wanshi ichupi. No lakhota ki lechins e, chanupa uhu ki he, heonki ichupi. Hena unki ichupi, hena yanke. Lila ota wanspe ki le sloki api. Ki wahe ins tiospa ogna. Oispa ki lena insian oispa pi. Oyuk chankile. Makhan kata glila ota iotiekia. Hunkhena makhashina kiunka iotiekia. Wichoni ekignaka. Na makhpeata ki na richanku ki ankata iapi. Heoncha wichakpe na kuta kia kak oli api. Na mwana oyate on kitkapi. Hena makhashina kiunka ki hena mwana ichupi. Wa bleze ki lena na hankti on kiuspapi. Ho he wa khanki aikwake. Na tako e preki le lakhoto ogna. Ma lakhota. Ma tuenish ni as chanupa gloha mani mecha wo cheke. Wa choke. Na I waag laki. We chokhan and we choke le munki. Hena ochi jok dekhte. As lila. Wa sichu tra wanspeki ilachi psa ata. A man na wizi na ha ata wa ema kiapi. As mie ima to khasni. Tuwa wa ema ke hanta, me e khatsin ki le blihimi che. Chante me to ke ata, lut inzi api. Ho he uncha nus nazi. Tamish an, wakanti ogna hechu se nazi. Takozak pak ota bluha, asena, ea, wichoy chakhi ki le, muna, lechus e makhan kata, hena hinazi bhi, hena ata tak shicha chimpi, pejuta shicha, wastela kapi, he un, ati ha unpi. Mwaka! Lena wana ake o akhpekile inazi pekile. Chaze o akhpekile wana inazi na yutok tapi. Na ake. Maska echela hechus inazi mnaha. Iwogla ka. Heon cha lila ota tipi ogna patanki e chagina ka. She waki he wekshu ye. Hechumpi. She waki. Patanki egna ka oktikti. He on wo ki lena chichupi. Tako e preki wolak hota ki lena echa ishach mao ki hena mak upi tiwahe ki le. Na matue ki le otan yanke. He un woche ki lena hiuchi chapi. Cho nagapta nakao ki le. Isam le tchankiki a tako e preki le nitkao pi. As inihashni lechus e.
Wola kote cheske ewaganake. Powana blushtankte.
I said a beautiful thing in my language, which is true. And it's up to you guys to figure it out. If there's other callers that called in, man, we want you guys to come on board and express your heart's feelings. And I'm going to open it up to all of you. Tyreek, if people are out there calling in, add them on. Let's begin the show with Heavy. Come on, people. It's your show. Back to you all.
Only two people.
Well, who's the other person?
Area code 918-0762 and 917-0623.
Come on, people. Come on, Brooke. You're on the air. Come on, talk. Man, Brooke don't know the number. She don't know the number you got yet.
Hey, am I unmuted?
Come on. Yeah, you come on, talk. We can hear you.
Okay, I was talking this whole time, but then I said unmuted. Okay, so I'm calling to talk in about this this case that was happening in South Dakota with some.
Well, introduce yourself first, okay? Introduce yourself. We want to know who you are.
Okay, well, my name is Brooke. I'm calling in from New York City. I'm Taino, and I just help around as much as I can with just grassroots organizing and feeding people and food like security and justice and stuff like that.
Well, welcome to the show. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm calling in because, Chinooka, like I was telling you yesterday, I had just a friend of mine had contacted me really upset, and he was really upset because he has children, and not even just you have to have children, but he was just really upset about this Republican person that's going for office. I don't know which office he's going for, but his name is Joel Koskin. And so I was able to find actually the court record, but I believe that this man is actually still on the ballots and people really need to mobilize against him. So in the court records I found, it states that, I will be muting out the victim's name because they did not want to be exposed. Unfortunately, some of the articles have already leaked out their name, but we shouldn't do that. Anyway, so the officer, Brandon Netzert, a special agent from South Dakota Division of Criminal Investigation, was the first duly sworn upon oath, deposes and says, that on May 6th, 22nd, approximately 7:04 p.m., he received a call from Fink County Sheriff, I'm guessing that's Tulasi O'Coin, requesting assistance with a sexual assault investigation involving a 19-year-old. Deputy O'Coin explained that retired DCI Assistant Director Brian Zeb contacted the Fink County Sheriff's Office by phone to report that the child was being molested by her father, Joel Koskin. Zeb informed the deputy that Koskin is a friend of his daughter and had disclosed to her that her father had been raping her since she was a young child. Zeb also expressed concern for Koskin's safety and well-being, stating that her father monitors her locations, contacts, phone contents, as well as tracks her physical locations through apps on her phone, the GPS systems in her vehicle. Zeb reported that he had told Koskin to stop the nearest sheriff's office or contact law enforcement wherever she happened to currently be and file a report. Koskin then traveling back to school in Watertown, South Dakota from a family residence in Wood, South Dakota. Law enforcement in Spikes County and Watertown be assisted in helping Koskin find an alternative place to temporarily stay as the residence she was currently residing in Watertown was owned by Joel Koskin. The child alleged that there were surveillance cameras placed around the property that she was unable to manipulate. Additionally, law enforcement assisted in securing her vehicle. I scheduled an interview with Koskin on May 11th, 22nd in Watertown to further discuss the allegations. On May 11th, myself and DVC victim witness specialist Cindy Schmidt met with the child at the Watertown Police Department for an interview. The child explained the family dynamic and indicated that she was adopted by the age of 10 by Joel and Sally Koskin. The child indicated that she did not have a good home life prior to living with Joel and Sally. She explained that ever since she was young, Joel would give her very long hugs, kiss her, and have her sit on his lap. The child explained that this was very affectionate behavior was new to her, and she had just thought it was normal things that families were supposed to do. The child explained that she was 14 years old when she went to summer camp, which is a faith-based camp in the Black Hills, Camp Jetson. She explained that the counselors were talking about idols and having conversation about inappropriate sexual content. The child stated that it has clicked into my head that what was the same thing that her father was doing to her. The child stated that she disclosed to the camp counselor that she felt that her father had a sexual interest in her and that he wanted to be with her intimately. She explained this led to the camp staff contacting the South Dakota Department of Social Services and was transported to an office where she was asked to speak to a social worker. Mind you, this is when she's 10, just to put context to it. Echo explained that she already had severe abandonment issues from her childhood, where her first family did not know what her allegations would cause or if she would lose this family. She explained she didn't want to be without a family again, so she stated that she did not say anything more when confronted about her disclosures. The child stated that the initial report led to being reported to stay on an extra 2 weeks at the camp and that she eventually returned home with her parents were upset. She explained that her mother was questioning about her and she was trying to do it to what she was trying to do to their family. The child explained that this caused them to stop touching her for a year or two, but it eventually picked up back up again. The child stated that her mother began to watch closer and knew that what Joel was doing, but would always blame the child for his behaviors and leave the room. So I just want to pause 1 second right here because in New York, like, you're supposed to be a mandated reporter, and if this camp knew what was going on, then there should have been a full-out investigation, not something that they check in and then just abandon the child. So that camp, the Jetson camp, should be really fucking held accountable for whatever, and then whoever took the case needs to be held accountable. Echo explained whenever she tried to move herself from the uncomfortable situation or seat across the room away. Hold on, let me. I lost my place a little bit.
Okay. Well, let's put it this way, people. Here's a young lady reading stuff out there, okay, whether it's propagated or not, all right? Now, let's put this into some heavy shit here. You see, this is what we're talking about. From the past and present, okay, white families have always done this to indigenous kids. They've done it to the black kids. They've done it to everybody. They made movies about them, the white man, okay? But yet you guys numb your head with fucking drugs or alcohol, and you don't give a damn. You ain't calling the show to express yourself, your anger, your hatred about this white man. So she's reading and understanding here, people. I get frustrated with this stuff because being a victim of circumstance that was created by white people should tell you. He's a married man. He has a wife. She's got a pussy. She's got a mouth. She can take it in the ass. She can suck his dick. And here's this fucking man playing with a kid. An indigenous kid. What the hell? Come on, white man. What the fuck is wrong with you guys? But, oh, wait a minute. Oh, wait, now you guys are too emotionally, man. Oh, you can't cut down the white man. Fuck you, man. I can cut down the white man the same way he cuts down us. And where's that girl, that 1,300-year-old girl, that girl that said, oh, we can't live, this ain't the 1,300. Where are you getting mad at this shit, girl? You're painting your fucking face up and you're smoking dope. That's how you numb your problems. And you too are probably a victim of circumstance by a white man.
And also, too, like, Sally, whatever her name is, Sally Colston, she's responsible too, because the first thing she's asking is like, why would you do this? She's being, and it states later on in the report that the mom, you know, started to be more, can't tell me that she didn't know. It was already put on alert when the camp told her. So she's also responsible. The camp, the Joel Colston is number one responsibility because he's the perp, but the camp is responsible. The freaking people who put her into that situation that took her away from indigenous community. The mother's responsible. There's so many responsible people. A child is not responsible for their own well-being. The adults around her are. So everybody should be held accountable. And I don't know what's happened yet so far, but he should be immediately banned and removed from any he should not be in politics at all. Like, he just shouldn't. So it then goes on to say that the child explained that whenever she tried to remove herself from the uncomfortable situation and sit across the room away from Joel, she was told she was being disrespectful to the family and required to come closer and apologize. She explained that when she returned home from camp, she had a camera placed in her room that allowed Joel to constantly watch her. The child explained that this allowed Joel to view the camera live from his phone, and he would be able to see anything that went on in her room, including if she was undressing or changing clothes. The child stated that she confronted Joel on having the camera in her room and how it made her feel uncomfortable while she was dressing. Joel would tell her that he could not see anything anyway because of the way she stands inside of her closet while undressing. The child explained that this statement Joel made was correct, as she had found a way to partially open both of her closet doors to help obscure the camera view, and she would stand behind them when changing. The child explained that as she got older, she would try to request more privacy and the ability to have her own space, and she would just be told that she was being disrespectful. The child stated that Joel would make her not wear a bra or as she got older. She stated that she tried to explain to him that it would make her feel uncomfortable to go without one, and he stated that he would tell her that she needed to go without one anyway. Oh, this man. The child explained that Joel would have her sit on his lap but require her to face him, straddling him with her legs. She explained that she would often be unclothed because he would require her to take a shower and return only in her nightgown. The child explained as she got older that Joel told her that since she was growing up, she needed to air those things out, referring to her vaginal area. The child explained Joel required her to switch from wearing shorts, underwear, and a t-shirt to bed to wearing only a nightgown with no underwear on. During the occasion, Joel would often require her to straddle him after she got out of the shower, exposing her vaginal area. The child explained that after Joel would tell Sally to go to bed so that it was only Joel and the child in the room, and he would start to touch her. So right there, this bitch knows. I'm sorry. She should be, thrown in jail with him. The child stated that while Joel did not touch her regularly, he did not actually penetrate her vagina with his fingers until she was 17. She recalled this first time his occurred at the house of Millet. The child stated this touching eventually led to full sexual intercourse where Joel placed his penis inside a vagina. She recalled this has occurred many times since both at the houses of Millet and the houses in Watertown.
This system is sick. This
disgusting.
This system is sick.
But think about it. This is why they wanted to remove the law from ICWA, right? Prevent them from getting. Look, first thing he did was indoctrinate her. One, he gave her a fake family, a pseudo family, knowing that she had abandonment issues, knowing that she was looking for love.
I understand. This is sick. You know, and we had a show. Mm-hmm. We had a show actually yesterday, before mm-hmm. yesterday. Of what happened over here in San Diego. 11-year-old Arabella lost her life to a church member of the Rock Church, which this Rock Church, what they did today, they dumped her, you know, from being part of the church, but that doesn't solve anything. And now San Diego is rising up and wanting this church to be shut down because it's not only what happened to Arabella, who her foster father was a DHS Border Patrol agent, and her two other siblings that were tortured, raped, and a while back, if everybody remembers the story about Megan and Chelsea King, this horrific story that you read also, what is happening, how this failed justice system that we have, I'm shaking, actually. My voice is shaking. I'm having a hard time speaking. How angry I am. How still angry I am. And when we call representatives of the city, of the county, and we talk to many organizations and saying, what the hell could be done? How to protect our children, how to protect the nation's children on this continent, they have no answers, and they say, oh, just run it by the judicial system. This is a corrupt system. This justice system does not protect children. If it did, there would be capital punishment. This is heinous, what is happening every day, either in churches or outside churches. And everybody who's watching on Facebook and everybody who's listening here on this radio show, we're repeating ourselves. For how long? How do we protect our children if the justice system arrests these people and put them in prison and protect them in prison and they do minimal time, and then after they come out back into our communities and they do it again, like how Chelsea King lost her life and that bastard, John Gardner, is still alive in prison. And it's our tax dollars that are paying for it. I don't know this justice system. And I fear for my nieces, and I fear for my nieces' children. And I fear for my neighbors' children. And I fear for all children. And I know the streets do not put up with this shit. I know the streets don't put up with this. There was an article about 3 years ago that the streets came alive and they wanted to deal with these pedophiles, and guess what the system did? They arrested that person who was carrying out justice, because this system in America, the sick, it's so sick, it's vile. You know, hear this, a report, and this is, you know, somebody else take over. The lines are open, and if you want to talk about this, and you, from Facebook, I put the phone number out there, and I'll put it again, 515-605-9720. We still have an hour. This is not fun and games. These are children. Something happened to me when I was young, too. Did I get over it? No, I did not. Did I deal with it? Yes, I did. Anybody who deals this heinous shit should have capital punishment against them. You're destroying a life. You're destroying a person's mind. You're destroying the rest of their lives. Back to all of you. Whoever wants to jump in.
You're not going to get no justice because it's in every aspect, starting with the police, starting with the churches, starting the lawyers, judges. They're all in on this because they're all based upon that Christianity. It's sick that a child has to believe that what they've gone through is normal. I think what needs to happen in this country is these debauchered fucking Christian rats need to be chased the fuck off. They want this fucking shit. You go find your own fucking piece of land and you take that debauchered, vile fucking shit that happens behind closed doors that you do to your children and get the fuck out of this country. Better yet, what I don't understand is there is medical procedures that can be done to these men to stop this shit. But by the time these men buy with all this, that person's been damaged. Ruined. Me, I know what I would do because I've done it before. I beat the fucking dog shit out of somebody who did it. I got threatened with the police. And I told them, get the fucking police up here. Either you let me finish kicking the shit out of this motherfucker or you call the police. That's how you protect your children. Fuck it. If you're going to go to jail, then you're going to blow a fucking sexual molestation and rape all over the place. So either let this person get their fucking ass kicked and kicked hard or blow it open. Yes, they're probably going to arrest you. But if they want their little sticker kept sick, you know, they won't call. But you know what? You tell that person. You make every effort to get control of your shit. I'm going to keep kicking your fucking shit till you can't use it.
I really don't know what to say anymore.
You can't because the justice system is here. This debauchery, this vileness is in the system itself. And when the kids turn to the system, whether they turn to a teacher, a counselor, the law, nothing gets done. Or they want to shut those kids up, or they want to say, oh, you did something wrong. Oh, you're making this up. Well, if you can prove beyond a reasonable doubt that that child's not making that shit up, then let people at these people. Because if the justice system ain't going to help, somebody's got to.
That's the thing also, is like, even if the child is speaking the truth, like in this child's case, right, when it was happening to her, all the grooming, all the gaslighting, all the Stockholm syndrome kicked in. These motherfuckers, like, literally pick children and pick families that they can do this to. And then he hides behind the church, and the church probably, you know, case for him, because there's probably hundreds of them in the church. Then he hides behind his political politician bullshit. He hides behind his wife, who to me is a pedophile accessory, because, like, at the end of the day, how do you not know for that many years what's going on? And if the camp is calling you and saying this shit happened, why are you not being mindful? Like, why are you not being attentive to your daughter? You fucking adopted her. And so, like,
you're calling me on all,
like,
kinds of people's number, young lady. You got to get your own phone, so I know. This, I don't even know who these phone numbers are. Who are they?
I'm not sure. But so, like, my concern is, like, when kids come out, it's like she literally said, she's like, yeah, she didn't say anything. She wanted to keep her family.
God, man.
And that happens time and time again. That kids will, like, protect their predators in this case. So it's the responsibility of the the adult. It is their responsibility.
That's because
to the investigation.
They protect these people, even the courts, even the lawyers.
Okay.
That's right. They condition these kids.
Well, I'll talk to you
they
a little bit then. Same number.
They condition them to either be in fear or to feel sorry for them. And this is normal. You don't need to worry about this. Look, I've just said that girl goes to that camp and finds out that this shit's not normal. A lot of these kids don't turn and reach out for help because they're given it. Nobody's there to help them. Everybody turns against them.
They're scared.
Well, nobody believes them. They're not scared. No, people, listen. They're not scared. None of this, no. Stop like that, please. Let me tell you why, okay? That blonde-haired fuckhead Donald Trump started all this. It took a white man, billionaire, to create all this. This has been going on since day one, okay? The problem with what people do, look, all of you talk a good game, you read good games, and you read everything from the internet, okay? You want to help, you want to do it all right? That's what you say. I mean, it's no different when, here's a good example of it. Standing Rock was supposed to be a place of unification of people to unite and stand on real truth for them. They use money to divide all of you. So now you're going to make a movie about it, and then you're going to talk about it. What you could have did, what you should have did, but you didn't. And that's the end of the story. So here every day, while you guys were Standing Rock, even me, I was over there too, but I got out of there as quick as I could. Kids are being subjugated to colonial practices every fucking day, all right? Scores of kids are dying. They're using sex trafficking. They're doing all of this. This is white privilege in this country, okay? White privilege. They did it. Corporations do this. So as long as they can give you guys a minimal stance of fighting for something, they separate that and they let you do that while they're killing kids and raping kids over here. Don't forget that. See, you guys don't get into that big thing. When Trump was in office, what did he do? He stripped all these kids away from their moms and dads, tried to deport them, and then he incarcerated them down in Texas. Think about that. No different than my brother George Floyd. When they knelt on his neck, "Murder!" he hollered, okay? And where in the fuck are you women? Screaming, shouting. Where are you women, God damn it? Only the minute stuff of impurity makes you want to rise, because this shit's going on every day, every second, every moment. That's my point. That's why these radio shows cannot take a foothold in putting the blame on the fucking white man. You're all afraid. I just heard Rachel say, oh, the cops are going to fuck the police. Stop thinking like that, people. You're all in jail and you don't even know it. You're all in jail. You don't know it. When you go to bed, you got to lock your fucking cell door, which is your house door. Same thing. When you come back to it, you got to use the key to get in. Duh. Get pissed at that white fucker. That's what this show's supposed to be. Not masquerading with soft-spoken bullshit. There's a little girl out there somewhere in the fucking, some Mallory girl. Oh, man, that elder, aggressive, dwelling on the 1300s. God damn it, back in the 1300s, there was no rape. There was no murder. There was no removing kids from families. Duh, Mallory. Damn you dumb, stupid fucking people. Don't get it. Get mad. Come on. Tyree, get mad. I want to hear that. Because every fucking time Chinupa gets on the show, I do this all the time. You got to put the blame where it deserves to be. It's called the white race. The white man. And I've said this countless times. If you allow that fucker to torture you, he's going to do it. That's what he does.
They put the blame
I live
on
in poverty every fucking day here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. I live here. I don't run. People run, man. My nephew ran. He's way the fuck out there in New York City. He ran, man. And he keeps running. That's the norm. That's what Americans do. They run. Well, you come live in the fucking shit I live in. Then decide, man, who's real and who isn't. We all talk soft. You weren't taught that. Fuck that shit, man. If you can't get mad at the enemy, then why are you talking? You use his words. That's the problem. I called everybody. Where's the 406 number from Montana? Are they on? I called Bill Bravebird from Rosebud.
Yes.
Is he on? Bryce Inderwoods. Is he on?
I don't know. Let them talk for themselves.
See,
are
that's
you guys
what I'm
on?
Saying. Look at the thing. Look at your board. Look at those numbers. That's what frustrates me. I call you guys to get on this shit. You don't come on, man. But then when they pull the trick on your ass, don't call me. Oh, Chinupa, no, I don't want to hear it. Voicing your concerns on this show is relatively the way to hold the system accountable. I mean, if you guys like to be fucking kicked in the ass, slapped in the face, belittled, go ahead. But quit talking soft. I live in this shit every day. I don't run, people. My nephew ran. He's in New York City. And he's still running, man. White man is doing this every day. Break the law. But you guys won't talk. Where's Farrakhan? Where's all them big noted people on TV and whatnot? Why ain't they saying anything? CNN, oh, why aren't you guys saying something? Oh, wait a minute. They're white. It's white people doing this shit. Oh, now, we can't degrade our own. Ah, fuck you, man. You can. You do it anyone else. My point. So come on, people, engage. The phone numbers. Come on, you guys. Where you at? That's why I get frustrated. I call them. I tell them. I'm cutting wood. I'm trying to feed people. Trying to feed them the best way I can, man. I don't have the resources, but I'll go get it and get it to them. I got more on my plate than you all can imagine. You don't hear me bitching, complain, I'm going to go do it.
Let me say this.
You don't live here in Pine Ridge. Come over here.
Let me say this. I'm going to say this once. Everybody who's on the air, okay, you're unmuted. So guess what? I don't have to call out these numbers. I don't have to call out anything. You guys just open your voices. There you go. That's it. I don't have to spoon feed everybody.
Okay, this is Jenny. I'm listening, you know, but Jenny, you don't get people their time to talk first, okay? All right, now we're going to talk about all this gay stuff and lesbian stuff and how all this came about today. All right? It's not only happening in the churches, in the law, in the school. It happens right in our own hospitals. And the reason why I'm saying that is because a case in 1992 that had to do with Dr. Jay Weber that was taking all these 10 to 12-year-old boys as his patients but started sexually bothering with them. And one of the boys was Joe Forhorn. He was 11 years old. And it just, you know, sickening, really sickening when you hear what all took place. And after the concerns start coming out and things, you know, the kids start talking and more about it and what, then they do, you know, an investigation on him. Well, what does the IHS do? They try to cover it up and then they, what, transfer him down to Pine Ridge? And he did the same thing down there. So these things really do happen. They're still happening today. Even though it was 1992, shit is still happening today. That's how sickening it is. But it's like, fuck, man, come on. You know, where are they not at? These doctors, these teachers, these fucking, all of them are all fucking something the matter with them. They're the ones that are doing the fucking pill. They're the ones that are doing drugs. They're the ones that are drinking. My brother used to empty the garbage behind the hospital, all those fucking doctor hospital houses. And he said that one on the garbage can, man, I always had these big old fancy whiskey bottles, you know? And here's who it was. It was a white fucking doctor. And I said, yeah, that's who we you know, trust to take care of us, you know? Sick fucking people like that. And they call us the alcoholics, the drug addicts, the pill users. All this bullshit that they think that we are, really, it's them. It's really them. So this ain't surprising. You know, it's like my son said already, you know, it's not an oh my God thing again, you know? It really ain't. Still trying to figure out how the fuck you stop all of this. They're nothing but racists, liars, deniers. Anything and everything. Yeah, I would like that lady to come on too. I'm waiting for her to come on. You tell us about the 1300s then. You tell me what day you think you're living in. It don't matter what fucking day and number they change it to. Every day is the same fucking day. Same shit, same fucking bullshit every day. But what the hell kind of world are we all living in? I don't count the days anymore. I don't want to fulfill that motherfucking calendar because it's the same thing. You want to get mad? Get mad. Get mad.
Who
hears us
children?
When we get mad? I mean, what are we
Who's
doing when we get off the radio?
The nation children. Who's going to protect the nation children? Who's going to protect them?
Who's going to protect the nation, children, people? It's the people that give a fuck, man, with a harsh love. That's who's going to take care of them and protect them. I do that all the time, and I'm only going to say that for me and my men. We stronghearts do it all the time. We even find kids that are missing. But the problem is you guys are so bastardized with all this technology, you're not doing a goddamn thing with it.
Tempers or whatever that is.
Not Buick?
That Suburban, that Taco or Tahoe.
Come on, you guys, engage in this shit. Come on.
Hello?
Come on, talk.
Hello?
Hello? Come on.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Who do we got? Who do we got? Who is this here?
I'm a vet. Today's Happy Veterans Day.
Yeah, you're a vet. Okay, I'm a vet, too.
Likewise.
And you're talking about how our children are, the minds are colonized. A lot of us were colonized into joining the military to fight for this country, and yet once we finish our service, we're homeless, and we have to go through all kind of loops just to get a pension. And you have to turn a certain age to get that pension. And so what's so happy about Happy Veterans Day today? That's what I was wondering. We serve our country, and yet we're still looking for a handout. We put our lives on the line, and yet we're still struggling to survive today. Without a home, without land, without family. We put that all aside to serve this country. That's colonization of people trying to put us all into a melting pot. Well, we're all in this together. And yet our culture, one of the first organizing governments on Turtle Island, is slowly watching, you know, the demise of the white nation. Or is it the Rainbow Nation? They need to change that name to America, to Rainbow Nation or something. Instead of United States, it's United States, they're not even united. Look at the Republicans fighting and the Democrats. What's the United about that? You even got something called independent. Late Russell Means used to be an independent runner. He even tried the Republicans. What's so united about United States? When they first came here at Turtle Island, they divided and conquered Indian nations. To this day, they still do that. You have your IRA government. You have a traditional government. They're divided. You teach our indigenous people English language. You divide us further. You give our indigenous people's names, Choctaw, Cree, Sioux, Pawnee, Illinois. You divide them. That's how this country evolved. Divide and conquer tactics. Colonialism. That's what it's all about. Look at our children. Our children are being colonized at the very age of 10 years old. This girl is believed to be believe that she's being loved by white people. And yet she was being abused sexually. I had grandchildren the same way. There's a lot that people can say, but we don't have. You know, we could talk for a whole hour. We don't got that whole hour. I just wanted to say that much.
Man, and I like that, man, that little understanding that my brother just did. That's my brother Lewis. I appreciate that, brother. You see, people, listen. We talk about all this stuff, and we're never enabling it on the white race. And you have to get mad. Somewhere in your heart, you got some anger. The young lady from Montana, Jenny, stepped up and expressed her own understanding. Brooke read something. Rachel said something. All right? But overall, we will always be subjugated when you don't really put the blame on the white race. It's his way of life. I don't like using this fucking language because it makes us mad. And when I use my language, I should not have to be illustrated enough to break it down to express it to you and explain. You're adults. You're of age. You should know. You come from spiritual people. You come from a traditional people. You come from all of it. But because we are looking at the wretched refuse of the white race devour people every second, every moment, every minute, every day, we don't take the time to blame him. That's what needs to be done, blaming that fucker. And that's what I want people to do. If you can blame him, okay, then you can have the understanding of sharing what needs to be done. And that's what needs to be done. We want to make that white fucker feel guilty of all the atrocities he's inflicted upon people of color that are poor and stuck in poverty. That can't use the wherewithal to get out of it. This is what we're talking about. This is why it's called the Indigenous Voices of People. It is your show. My brother gave a good example about how our kids are being brought in and pushed into colonization. Well, it's not only the fault of the white man. It's our fault, too. And here's why. We want technology. We want all these things that this white man has created. And as I said earlier in this speech on this radio show, he'll pull the plug and make you beg for you to turn it back on. That's what that man's capable of doing, and he's proven that time and time again. And so in lateral thinking, when you unilaterally understand the demise of a fucking white man, then you'll know there's bad and good blood in every race. But it seems like every fucking day, the bad outweighs the good. So we indigenous people here on Pine Ridge Indians Reservation, we face this every day. And every time a tribal government like the Indian Reorganization Act of 1934 is imposed on our people from a tribal government standpoint, their demise is give the kids what they want, and then the demise that will finish them off is how we facilitate white infrastructure, white think, white supremacy, white wherewithal. It's right there, people. Nobody talks the Lakota language today in the council. Nobody can go in there and talk the language. It's all English. This is what you fuckers vote for. I don't vote, and I never will. It's not mine. I'm not a white man. Simple. But because we live in a fear-based society that generates fucking racism, we're allowing it. It was a good example where two brothers in their 60s, two brothers, myself and my older brother, cutting wood for elders in need. This is the power we talk about, how we serve our people in need. The Kit Foxes, and the Stronghearts, the Tchokalas, and Shantet Iza. We did it together, me and my brother. Cut the wood for our people in need. That's power achieved to help people, bring them out of dormancy where they can't afford propane at an outrageous price. They can't afford electricity to run heaters because this is what the white man does. He reduced us from using our basic necessities as traditional people, ancient people, people from the 1300s, okay, still love the fire as warmth, the fire to cook on. That's what it takes. This show is a heated show, and I really, really love the way my people came on tonight. So we're going to turn it up again as we get to the top of the hour of 7. So anyone else have some comments? Hey, air it out against the white man. Back to you, people.
I just like to say that the wood that we're cutting for elders or disabled, that wood comes from our sacred Black Hills. We come from Pine Ridge and we go to sacred Black Hills to get wood because that's, you know, what it's for. The wood here on a reservation is so depleted. In some places, there's nowhere to go. Even wood vendors are having to cut green ash to sell to tribal members. When you can go to the Black Hills and get wood for free because those are your sacred Black Hills. Look at the water that we're drinking today. We have to pay for water now. Look at the air we breathe. There was a time when air was free. Now they sell it to you in oxygen. Some people have to use oxygen for a price. If you have Medicaid or Medicare, you know, that's white man again, trying to get rich off people. Ixche oyate. You need to start coming back to who you are as a person, as a human being. There was going to be a time when the Washichu was going to come to Lakota Nation and say, how did you lead your people? That was a sacred pipe. There was even a prophecy of white people killing themselves till they were not even existent anymore. And that's true going on right now. Look at the Republicans and the Democrats. They can never get nothing unified. They always have to bicker. I never knew there was different types of white people. I thought they were all the same.
Whatcha?
Anyone else? Should be
here. Come on, Jenny.
Yeah, listen to you. True what it's saying, though. Everything, you got to buy it today. Like, everything. That's how greedy they just... You think, well, how did that happen? How the hell did all this happen? And when you look at it, you really take a really good look at it, and you see exactly what's happening. That's why I always say, and I pray every day that our people will wake up soon enough before that, because they're going to miss it, you know? We truly are going to miss that time that's going to come. Like we talked about the spiritual awakening. A lot of people don't understand what the spiritual awakening, especially the, you think that the traditionalists, you know, the people of the pipe and what would really truly understand what that this truly means. But then you realize a lot of them don't. But you'll know the ones that do. Because the way we speak, the way we understand, the way we know what we're talking about. Huh? But yeah, I keep saying it's going to get stronger and stronger. The more we get to that last the year of it, hopefully then we'll be awoke by then. Hmm? They won't even know what happened. And that's the time our own people need to really get themselves together. That's all I have to say.
Come on, people. Rachel, Brooke, come on.
We got Hello. Six callers. Go ahead. Come on, stop.
Come on,
silent.
Six callers. Come on.
So the other thing I wanted to bring up with this case is, like, you know, I'm just reading the comments to other people. They don't give their full name, but it's like her name is Anne, right? And this shows you this man is a rapist, like certifiably a rapist, and a child rapist at that. The worst kind, because he adopted this child to enact more harm. And the person was like, oh, well, he's such a great man and this and this and that. So I found another article where back in August of last year, he was talking about, like, how he doesn't want critical race theory in schools, which, you know, would basically not allow them to talk about the atrocities like the American Indian Genocide, about slavery and all this other stuff. And this is why the political system is fucked up as it is, because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what this man did as long as he supports their agenda. Fucking crazy to me that in spite of the whole article, and there's more, I didn't even get to fully read the stuff, you have his constituents still backing him. And the fucked up shit is we've seen this with, like, the Epstein case, with Weinstein. You still have these huge support of people backing them, and nothing really ever happens. Like, okay, yeah, Epstein, he killed himself allegedly, but, like, he deserved so much worse than that. He created a fucking pedophile island. You know what I mean? And it's just like, I mean, I'm not shocked, but it still pisses me off every time I see, like, dumb people like this Anne from South Dakota. Like, she's a coward. She wouldn't even put her whole name. And it's allegedly a woman supporting Anne. Crazy. Fucking crazy.
I wish one day a tribal council member or any, you know, congressman or congresswoman or a mayor or somebody could come on this show, I mean, could come on the show and tell us what they're going to do, what their solution is.
How, you know, I invited Kevin Keller to the radio show. Three times I invited him. Now he's out of office, so, man, it's over with that kid. But now he's going to see the wrath of what he had done. And the only council representative that ever comes on is my little brother, Bryce Indewoods. And I did have another good little brother of mine, too, Ron Russo, come on. So I will try to take that time to get them to come back on, because, see, every one of us have an issue with what the current situation and agenda is. Because if it's not a red agenda, then it's never going to be a white agenda. And so this is why I try to tell you people over and over. We have to critically take the opportunity to blame that white man. You know how you guys all sit in church with your arms crossed and the pastor or the reverend or the bishop, the father, whatever the fuckhead's name is, he's running out his mouth and he's yelling and screaming. He does that on TV, and you all put your fucking heads down. Once your body emancipates itself from understanding the pronunciation of why white philosophical standards are the way it is, then you'll understand what the stigmatizing behavior of a white man is. Stigma has always been their norm. Good example. I say this all the time. For some that don't understand the language of what I said, to give you a good, you know, illustration to it, hey, the good illustration is this. You figure it out. What I said was the honorable thing, to give you an understanding about why, even in the language, we condemn the white man. You see? That's the problem with people today. But we have to. We also have to take up the responsibility of ourselves and our actions. We're losing each other to them, people. I'm losing you guys to the white man. Thanks to everyone that was on the show tonight. And we encourage you guys to come back tomorrow night from 5 to 7 on the Indigenous Voices of People show. It's your show to air out your differences, to bastardize your grievances against the white man. It has to be done. I want that white man to feel guilty. I want that white man to admit that he's the problem, man. Many others tried it. They failed. Well, goddammit, we're going to do it. We, the indigenous people on Turtle Island, are going to do it with the help of anybody, whether it's my Palestinian brothers, whether it's my Sami people, whether it's any person of color, my Mexica brothers from down in Mexico, wherever. We need your help. My Taino sisters, all of you, come on. We need this. We need these voices to know exactly who our mortal enemy is. And it has to be illustrated this way. And for that girl, man, that thinks I'm still stuck on the 1300s, well, goddammit, the 1300s is your past. If you haven't learned from your past, you'll never learn the future. So as we get close to the top of the hour, people, I want last-minute comments. And I invite you guys all again tomorrow night and Sunday night on the Indigenous Voices of People. It's radio show. It's yours. It's yours. So any last-minute comments before we close with a real solid song for all the children? I'm going to sing a song for the children. Last minute comments, people, and thank you all for tuning in and being part of tonight's show. Hokahe, I love you all.
All right. I want to say free Leonard Peltier. There's a bunch of indigenous people that went to Washington, D.C., and I give strength and prayer to them for trying to free someone who's innocent. He stood up to this white supremacy, and he served many years in prison because of that. Why are they so afraid to let him go? I just want to say thank you, brothers and sisters, for standing up for our own people. No matter what, we always do that.
Anyone else? Anyone else? Any last minute comment?
I don't really have a comment, but I do hope communities really, 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 really get back to remembering ourselves how we once were, so that our kids do not go into the system, you know, because what's making this worse is that we do turn on each other and we do wrong things to our kids and to our relatives and stuff like that. And then the kids get put into the system. I understand that, you know, residential school and all of this stuff destroyed us and put us into different ways, but I really, really, I really want us to be strong again, to remember who we were, so that there's no more kids that have to go through this, so that they can't take them from us, so that they, it's not easy. We put up a fight every time, you know, and so that it doesn't happen anymore.
Anyone else?
Yeah, this is Jenny. Let Brooke tell you. Brooke, that's why I always say I pray every day of my life and grace of my children to protect them from these fucking people that want to come in and take the children because they're not in their fucking school. And that's why I've been saying, no, I'm their mom. I'm going to teach them. They're my children. So through my strong prayer is how I did that. That's how I did that. And people in my might think, oh, nah, how about that? Well, try it. But yeah, that's what we got to do. I felt like I was the worst mom in the world because, oh, they didn't graduate, they didn't get to do prom, they didn't get to go to sports, they didn't get to do all the fucking shit that they promised. At the end of it, you'll get a job. Most of those kids I know, I run on a reservation now, they all graduated, but they're all into meth and alcohol, violence, thieving, lying. They're no different than their parents, I guess. So they're the ones that are causing a lot of shit on our reservation because of all of it. There's no job. There's no job at the end of it unless you keep on going into another fucking school where you leave the reservation. It's like the whole system, you know, how to either get rid of some of you and keep some and, you know, Some leave and don't want to come back. The ugly, ugly system. But yeah. I don't know. Protect your children. That's all I can say.
Anyone else before the show comes to its end, and we're going to see you all tomorrow night. Hear all of you tomorrow night.
Good show. It's a good show. I'll stay low.
Oh, hey, there's Bryce right on. Glad you came on. Glad you came on.
Chicago kid. You got to fight hard, that's for sure.
Well, folks, this is Chinupa. I'm going to share this song with all of you and your children. If you're out there listening and many others that have been victimized, hey, you're not alone. We're here looking out for you, doing our part to expose this white man. So this is a song that I composed many years ago for kids. And I thank all of you for participating tonight. You know, this is a brilliant show that we've had in a long, long time to express really what our heart can do. Metakiepi. Chonwaste ogna taku iwagalaka okihe. Lila wopila tanka tankikia echijapi. Taku echano kihe wolakota. Hetsusi ochlate nazi. Hene niecha yakakapi. Natokata kia. Taku echano kihe. Wolak hota ogna nashi pik te hanta. Kiksuya o mitakiepi. Wak hankaka kitsi mane tu kile. He na huye na waniake. Natoske le yapasi sokte kile. Hena wasloe ki hena epi. Naha niecha wacheake api. Na niecha yacheapi. Na ke necha oloa washteste, hisha ahi api. Na taku wi choika oluspa piki, nisha hechus e chanapi. Tiki ksuya po, tkatia topa ki lina, wamak haska ki hene, hecha umpi, wanea kapi. Na ninichi umpi. Hena ya kelo, mitaki pi. Na uchima kaki le, akata o mani, na taku o waska e chano ki he, na nichi ho. Unchi ki he pha wankata ki lechu se etwa. Na waneake. Na wankata kia, wakatnka isha kuta kia. Lechu se etwa na waneake. Wasloi ki lena e honey, unkupi. He un. Chanupa wakha, hena unkiwapi. Na taku lena I wagla koki, wopila tanka, tanki kia. He, echi yapi. Echi api ki he lila oshte, yomak pi blihimi che. Na oloan ki lena wakhenza lila, ota techias. Washichu ki lena wichakwa ki le oloan he wichakwa kte. Homana, e wakana ki kte. Na ake hiyane ki, ake. Okhanchula ki mahiupi, zapta na ake shakoye hechun se. Hechta tuki iwonglaka.
Watch ya pu wailo hey watch ya pu wailo hey oh kokashila watch ya pe ke ya watch ya pu wailo hey oh Tonkashila, wakarapu, wailo, hey, Tonkashila, Wakaya buelo hai Wakaya kele Wakawa chia buelo hai Wakaya wachia buelo hai Wakaya wachia buelo
We'll see y'all and hear from y'all on the Indigenous Voices of People show. Remember me, Takepi. It is your show and all your children, Nato. That is your song in honor of Chinupa Gluha Money. I made that song some 17 years ago in honor of all you children that need to continue to stay free at our support of loving you and caring for you. Hokahai, we'll see you all tomorrow night on the Indigenous Voices of People show, 5 to 7. Take care and have a great rest of the evening. Hokahai from Pine Ridge.
Thank you, Chumpa.
Have a good night, everybody. Good night, everyone on Facebook.
Night,
come tomorrow.
Good night, Apple.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you, Chupa.
Thank you, Chupa.